life.
Grab this! It's the life-saving episode of PMK. I crash a car. Find out how a bunch of dummies are saving our lives.
Want to see what it looks like to run into something hard enough to push your chest in?
I build cars that protect the world's most powerful people.
This car belongs to someone rich and famous. But I'm not allowed to tell you who. It's top secret.
Charlie makes a criminal intruder warning device. And shows how you can too.
But just in case it doesn't work, I got a backup plan.
And PMK pushes me over the edge.
One more time, there's no way I'm gonna fall, right?
There's no way I can fall.
That's right.
See how this kind of work can make high-rise buildings safer.
Oh, yeah.
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids. Lifesavers! Ew!
Welcome to the Lifesavers episode of PMK. I'm Tyler, and this is...
Alicia! Alicia! Hey, Alicia!
What are you doing?
I'm saving your life?
I wasn't drowning. I was practicing the dead man's float. It's a way to save energy while you're waiting to get rescued.
Cool, but what if you were drowning? Then what would I do?
Well, then you'd float me over and check to see if I was breathing. If not, you start performing CPR.
CPR? All right, I can do that.
Here, Tyler, you should practice with this. I gotta meet some other dummies that save lives.
You have a better chance of surviving a bad car accident than ever before.
That's because we're learning how to crush cars without crushing the people inside. Where? In the land of the crash test dummies.
One great way to tell if a car will protect people in a bad crash, smash it into this wall.
And that's just what I'll do.
Meet the hybrids. Each one costs $100,000. The dummies are designed to react just like humans in a real crash. They're full of sensors that can tell how much they hurt. It's kind of like an electronic ouch. How much punishment these dummies take and how well the seatbelt and airbag works can tell us how good the car is in a crash. Now, the car will hit the wall at 48 kilometers an hour. That's 30 miles per hour. At that speed, your head could snap back 80 times the force of gravity. The airbag is supposed to cushion your head. Otherwise, it's scrambled brains for you. And for the car, fail.
But before I can do my crash test, it's time for the medical checkup for crash test dummies.
This is a test to make sure that dummies' chests react the same way as humans. Want to see what it looks like to run into something hard enough to push your chest in?
Sensors in the dummy measure the force of a seatbelt on a person's chest.
That's why it's so important to always wear your shoulder belt up across the chest and over your shoulder, because it spreads the load across all the ribs. You never ever want to wear the shoulder belt under your arm because that concentrates the load along only one or two ribs, which will break under that kind of load and it'll drive the ribs right through your heart.
A signal from this control room gets the motor running. This cable pulls the car into the wall.
The stains left by this wet paint will show us where the dummies' heads hit the car.
This tape switch attached to the bumper hits the wall first, triggering all the instruments.
you ready?
Check for is leaking gas, but there shouldn't be any. Nope.
Ever notice how in the movies, every time a car crashes, they always explode in a ball of flame?
Right.
That's actually quite fake because they don't leak any fuel anymore by design.
So it's kind of phony if it leaks gas.
It's very phony.
So would you call that like a right-on hit? A hit bullseye?
It's pretty well centered, yes.
Let's see what the data says.
That kind of load pressing on the chest of the dummy compressed his chest by about an inch and a half.
So is that safe or is that normal?
That's about average for this kind of test.
So, our dummy made it.
This car passed. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bye-bye.
This is no dummy. You're looking at the real me. With a real heart that skips a beat. Let go?
Yes, yes.
Let
yes.
My feet go?
So let your hand go.
Later on PMK.
OSK.
When a plane crashes, it slams to the ground. Planes need to be designed to withstand a certain amount of slam in case of a really rough landing. And there's only one way to find out if they can take it or not. Slam a few. Here at the Dynamic Vertical Drop Test Facility, that's all they do. Drop parts of a plane from high up and see if they survive or not. Looks like fun, but it's done to save lives.
When radioactive material leaks, it has to be cleaned up. But it's very dangerous for the people who do the job. Exposure to radioactivity can kill you. Now, there's a life-saving robot that can help. The robot enters a dangerous area. The humans control it from a safe place. The robot scans the accident area with its special camera. Technicians use the images to build a 3D model of the accident area. The robot can take samples and test them for radioactivity. It can even drill into concrete to get samples. By doing the dirty work, this robot can save lives.
Now that you've had some practice, you ready for a real life-saving drill?
You bet!
Okay. All right, are you marked? Get set! Help! Someone's drowning!
Quick, call 911.
Good. The first thing to do is to make sure someone calls for help.
He's unconscious.
If he wasn't unconscious, Tyler would have to throw in a lifesaver rather than jump in. Because sometimes drowning people can panic and pull you under.
Are you awake? Are you okay? He's definitely unconscious. Okay. All right. The first thing we do is check the airway for obstructions. Okay. All right, no obstructions. Now I check for a pulse. Okay, there's no pulse. Now we do CPR. Okay.
You're doing great. Tyler pinches the dummy's nose and makes a seal over its mouth, then alternates with breathing and compressing the heart.
He's breathing.
You did it.
Yes. All right, I can save someone from drowning. Now let's see if I can save someone from an assassin.
This car belongs to someone rich and famous, but I'm not allowed to tell you who. It's top secret. The fact is, they wouldn't even tell me.
This is not a typical car. It's practically indestructible.
This is the Armit Armored Vehicle Plant in Largo, Florida.
People from all over the world bring their cars here. Usually heads of state and very wealthy people. Anyone who's afraid, there are people who want to hurt them.
It takes a lot of work to armor a car. You almost need to completely rebuild the car by replacing parts and adding lots of new ones, like armor plates.
Armor plates are so incredibly strong that even bullets can't go through them.
Tyler, this is a couple of pieces that we've designed to cover the back wheel well on the car. We make them out of plywood, which is very flexible.
It's easy to bend plywood. You use it to figure out all the different shapes of armor plates you need.
This is the plasma cutting machine that we use to cut our armor plate with. This part of the machine is the electronic eye. It follows this pattern, and it will cut out over here on the steel the piece of armor plate that will match this. Put your glasses on.
Okay.
Just press the start button there.
All right. Plate like this could save your life if you were attacked.
Okay, Tyler, let's weld this piece of armor plate here in the car. You hold the end of that right on there and start welding. So you need to put your helmet on and a glove.
Okay.
Just pull the trigger. Pull it right there.
An armored car also needs bulletproof windshields.
Okay, Tyler, we got a piece of bullet-resistant glass here. You'll be able to crack it, but you're not going to break it. Let's give it your best shot. Put this on, see what happens.
Adam.
Stop!
I'm cracking it. It's just the vibrations through the batter hurting my hands.
Still having a little bit of problems there, Tyler? Try this for size.
Okay, I give up. I can't break it. I'm convinced. But you know, I want one of those armored cars, like James Bond.
Well, that car over there costs $200,000. Just that piece of glass right there is
$2,000. $2,000?
And by the way, did you see the sign out front? You break it, you buy it.
This is no ordinary piece of plastic. Stick it on a window, and the bullets make marks, but they don't go through.
Okay,
what about a bomb? It blows away the one with no plastic on it. The one with the special plastic cracked, but nothing got through. This material is strong because it's a laminate. That means it's made of many thin layers stuck together. It has been used to protect government and military installations, embassies, and even the White House. Can't any of you dudes even break a window?
You scared me. I don't know what it is about staying in motel rooms, but it makes me a little jumpy. So, just to be safe, I've made my very own burglar alarm, and it works on the principle of an electrical circuit. You see, an electrical circuit has a positive side and a negative side. Now, when the two sides are separate like this, nothing happens. But you connect the two sides, and you've created a circuit through which electricity can flow. With a switch in the circuit, you can control the flow of electricity, like this. What? My burglar alarm is a battery-powered circuit with a buzzer. And the switch is a clothespin. Now, if anyone tries to open this door, the clothespin falls out, closing the circuit and making the buzzer buzz, like this. But just in case it doesn't work, I got a backup plan. I'm going to use the same principle to build a telegraph. That way, if anybody tries to break in, I can send a distress signal to the motel manager. To make a telegraph, I need a buzzer, a battery, a clothespin, and some wire. Now, to start, I attach the negative wire of the battery to one of the wires of the buzzer. Then I connect the remaining wires of the buzzer and the battery to the two alligator clips attached to the clothespin. Woo-hoo! I've made a second telegraph to communicate with someone else, and all I have to do is connect the two buzzers together. The clothespin. The clothespin closes the circuit and makes the buzzer buzz. Like this. He replies, "Hi, it's working." We're using Morse code, where every letter of the alphabet is translated into dots for short sounds and dashes for long sounds. If I needed help, I would just tap out the international distress signal. S-O-S.
There's someone at the door. It's time to use the telegraph.
Wait a minute. The motel manager's trying to send me a message. Okay, it says, received your S-O-S... transmission. Let me in. Oops. No. Everything is just fine. Thank you. It was just a test. Oh, another message. It says, you're an idiot.
They call him Spider-Man. He's a high-rise rescuer. He uses his skills to help people in serious danger. He holds the world record for rappelling.
Today we're working together to prevent an accident. Every high-rise has to be cleaned at least twice a year.
It's often done on a swing stage, like those platforms window washers use. On buildings that are really high, it can get windy. So windy that the swing stage can blow off to the side like a pendulum.
Lines can snap and people can get hurt. So to make things safer, we install anchors like this into the side of the building.
That way, workers can attach their swing stage at either end to the anchors. When the wind blows, they'll be securely fixed to the building.
There's only one way to get the job done. I'm going over the top and rappelling down this high-rise floor by floor. Ooh. I'm with Spider-Man himself, of course. One of the best in the business. Lucky for me. All right, Ivan, fasten me up.
Fasten you up.
Make sure you make it nice and tight.
There's no way you can escape.
This is what's gonna hold me up.
Oh, absolutely.
A rope clipped to the building and attached to my harness.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Now it's okay if I fall on my head. Whatever this one's for, it's tight. One more time, there's no way I'm gonna fall, right?
There's no way I can fall.
The ladder makes it easier to climb over the edge.
Walk. Hold on for me. Now, you see one of those?
Yeah.
Step into it.
Okay. Am I on it?
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah. Keep watching until you go to your next step. Good job, Tyler. Okay. Well, try to relax. Let it go. Let your hands go.
Let go?
Yes.
Let my feet go?
Okay, you're tight. You're wrapped up.
Thank
you. Pretty move, huh? Just let your hands go. See? Okay, just breathe normally.
Okay.
Just let your hands go. See? That's okay. See, I want to come too.
You coming too?
Yeah.
I'll wait here.
So do this step by step.
Okay.
A handbrake is attached to the rope. That way I can stop.
That's good.
Or slide down the building at my own pace.
Beautiful. Okay, Tyler, so what we're going to do here is to insert an anchor inside of this building.
Okay.
So pass me the hammer.
Oh, all right. Got the hammer right here. Oh, it's a good thing it's attached
That's
to this
okay.
safety line. Otherwise, it could have fallen down there and killed someone. Every tool we use has to be hooked onto us with safety lines.
So we're touching the anchor here.
All right.
Make sure it's safe. Okay.
All right.
here.
Both sides of the swing stage hook onto the anchors like this. That keeps it from swinging in the wind.
Now Yvonne fills the hole with a special cement. It's a glue that keeps the anchor in. Normally, we do this for every third floor, but I think we're gonna get down. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
Oh, we have a long way to go. I feel like I've gone so far, yet I've got so much to go.
Something's wrong. The safety line is too short. There's not enough line to get me all the way to the bottom.
Okay. Okay.
Yvonne releases me from my rope. Good thing I'm attached to his. Otherwise, I could have been stuck.
Okay, Tara.
There we go. Coming down there for a while, he told me the rope wasn't long enough to get me all the way to the ground, so be prepared for a little jerk. And boom, I fell and I was, and they caught me. It was really, really cool.
That's it for our life-saving episode of PMK.
I must say, after this show, I feel a little safer.
Oh, yeah?
See you next time.